It looks like we've all been trapped. What do you think, Judy?
I'm muted. I'm terribly sorry. I'm muted. I did start the recording again at 10:38. Let's do a quick roll call now that we're back from executive session. Dr. King?
Yeah, here.
Dr. Basile?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Dr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Barton?
Here.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Cardoza is absent. Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And Mr. Harris is with us as well. Okay, Dr. King.
Thank you. Board members, do you have any questions at all for Ms. Richardson or Ms. Cunningham?
Yeah, so Ms. Richardson, this is Ms. Moore. I wanted to ask you a little more specifically about the recording. So you had the opportunity to review that recording. Were it verified, would it change any of the assessments that you did in this case?
No, it would not.
Okay. So whether we're able to verify the recording or not, you don't think it would materially change the findings that you made or the assessments you were able to do here?
I don't believe my analysis would change.
Okay. Thank you.
Despite that, I still would want to hear the video, the audio. And so I could go two ways. We can continue this initial review and to get that, or we can just move this to an informal hearing. Informal interview and have and move it forward that way. I don't really care which. I think Dr. King said if we needed more investigation or had more questions, the appropriate way would be to move it forward. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that would be my motion. My motion would be to move this to an informal interview and have the audio recording provided in any additional investigation that coincides with that.
So, Mr. Greer, I'm not sure, and I don't know, but my inclination is if all we're doing is providing a copy of the video to Ms. Cunningham and Mr. Bennett, and then reviewing that in preparation for a second discussion, I wonder if a continuation would be more appropriate. If we're not instructing the staff to do anything further. And I don't.
Her lawyer and can I say they both have copies of the tape? Her and her lawyer have copies. We're in litigation, so I made sure they had copies of it. They already got it.
Mr. Newsom, I'm going to just ask that you refrain from making comments, please, during the discussion. Thank you. That's fine. Thank you so much. Okay. So, Mr. Barton, your discussion is the question is whether or not.
My question is whether this needs to rise to the level of an informal hearing. I'm not seeing anything that makes me think that maybe that we need to advance it to that. And I'm wondering if a continuation would be more appropriate, given the fact that what we really seem to be dealing with here is a piece of evidence that we have that just needs to be distributed to the parties.
So we have a motion, but we do not have a second.
Yeah.
And let me talk about that, Mr. Barton, because there's nothing additional. You know, if we hear the hearing and we want to dismiss it, the fact that we've moved it to an informal hearing doesn't prejudice us from doing that. If we hear it and we say, oh, we want to exercise some of our other disciplinary options, we would have to move it forward. And so I'm trying just to skip a step in the event that we get this recording and we listen to it, even though Mindy says would change her analysis. We could listen to it and say, oh, it really does change our analysis. And I try to skip that step where we'd have to then move it to an informal hearing in the future. So that's my thought process. And I'm also trying to follow Dr. King's instructions that she gave us at the beginning.
That makes sense to me, and given that, I would second your motion.
Thank you.
So we have a motion to move to an informal hearing in a second. Is there any further discussion?
No, I'd be in agreement as well. I think it gives us more opportunity to ask more questions if anything does come up on the tape that we see relevant.
Yeah, and I would agree with that as well.
Great. So then, Ms. Chepiesh, do you want to call a vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to move this matter to an informal hearing and continue the investigation to include the audio tape and any further investigation required by that inclusion. Is that an accurate statement?
The only other thing I would add is for Ms. Bedding and Ms. Cunningham, if they could let us know if they have any objections to the authenticity of the tape, that would be helpful. Mr. Greer, I don't know if you're opposed to that, but.
I expect that they will provide some sort of response to the audience.
Yes. So this is Nitty. The process would be that I would, as I do in all the other cases, any pieces of evidence on a continuation of an initial review, my investigative report would be updated. That tape would be added as an exhibit, and that then is afforded to Mr. Bennett and Ms. Cottingham to review and provide a written response to that. And that would all happen before it comes to you as an informal hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Shall we call a vote?
So, yes. It's been moved and seconded to move this matter to an informal hearing and continue the investigation to include the audio tape and any further investigation required by that inclusion. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We can either stay in 9 or we can go back to consent agenda and hear from Josh Bitten.
Can we take a short break, please?
Or we can take a short break. let's take a 5-minute break. Is that long enough, Karen?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, the recording will stop at 10:45. We'll take a 5-minute break and rejoin at 10:50.